A calling unlike any other.
There's something deeply humbling about realizing your calling. When I began reading Ephesians 1 in light of a new realization, it honestly stopped me. Not because it elevated me, but because it clarified something. We have a different calling. Not better, not higher, just distinct. This isn't about status, it's about recognition. God has placed us in a specific calling in this administration of grace, one that hasn't existed before. And the strange thing is, the more clearly I see it, the less impressive I feel in myself. Because this was never about what we bring to the table. When Paul talks about different glories and different resurrections, it makes sense that the same would be true of callings, different roles, different demonstrations. And if mine is the lowest one, I'm perfectly at peace with that. I'm not trying to make something of myself. I just want to recognize what God has already done. The truth is, we're already a demonstration of His grace, to the celestials and to the people around us. They may not understand it, but they notice the joy. They see the peace. We're not here to persuade. We're here to present. Not to convince anyone, but to quietly live as a display of what grace produces. And God looks at that and says, "That's my joy." Not because we're impressive, but because grace is. By Andre Snidar.